Sault Ste. Marie Mayor Matthew Shoemaker is calling it absolute nonsense that King Charles III is not speaking out against Donald Trump's plans to annex Canada. On social media, the mayor said the monarchy has not been a proper representation of Canada for decades. Nevertheless, we maintain this historical connection to the crown, with this guy as King of Canada, our formal head of state. Yet he has no opinion on threats to our sovereignty? Further evidence of the complete uselessness of this institution to Canada. Shoemaker said this confirms he was right not to put up a photo of King Charles in council chambers when he became mayor. I'll be looking into what legal alternatives there are to future pledges of allegiance to the crown, he said. The CTV article that Shoemaker referenced offered differing opinions on if King Charles could or should weigh in on Trump's plan to make Canada the 51st state. It included a social media post from Jason Kenney, a former Conservative cabinet minister and premier of Alberta. For Canadians disappointed that King Charles has not commented on President Trump's threats to annex Canada, in his capacity as King of Canada, he can only act on the advice of his Canadian First Minister, i.e. Justin Trudeau. That's a core constitutional principle. I wish our Prime Minister would, in fact, give that advice. It is clear that President Trump respects the Crown, and, in my opinion, the Government of Canada should ask the head of state to underscore Canadian sovereignty. But don't blame King Charles for not speaking to this in the absence of formal advice from the elected government. Liberal MP Anthony Housefather's post on social media said, Canada's head of state must be able to clearly say that we are an independent country and will stay that way. Canadian High Commissioner to the UK Ralph Goodale said Buckingham Palace is doing the right thing by not commenting. He said King Charles should not give Trump's ongoing push to make Canada the 51st state too much attention. Speaking with reporters in London, England on Saturday, he said, in fact, what I would have recommended is just dismiss it as sheer foolishness. And it is sheer foolishness. Some rantings about the 51st state are completely ludicrous.